As we continue our study of the Gospel of Matthew today, will you open your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 22. We are considering in the day of conflict which the Lord Jesus Christ endured in the last week of his life a question over the conflict of interpretation. You will recall we read together the paragraph which begins with verse 34. When the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, that is a teacher, a scribe of the law, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." The question which was asked the Lord Jesus, "Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" He had in mind over 600 commandments which the Pharisees had developed and added to the first 10 commandments. And there was a great deal of controversy in that day as to which of those was the greatest, which class was the greatest. The Lord Jesus, as we noticed in our last study, ignored the foolish theological murmurings of men and answered from the Word of God. May I say to you today, my friend, if you go to someone with a question and they cannot answer it from the Word of God, then their answer is of no more value than the answer you might get from anyone, perhaps not even of any greater value than your own. You have every right to expect the person of whom you ask wisdom and guidance to base his wisdom and his guidance on the Word of God. In this instance, the Lord Jesus Christ quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, for part of his answer. He said, in answer to the question of the scribe, "Which is the greatest commandment?" "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Now, the second portion of the answer which he gave was taken from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18. "But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The Lord Jesus Christ, in answering the question of the scribe, gave an answer which will last unto all eternity. As we look further at this answer, you will be able to see some very interesting things. For example, he said, "The second is like unto the first." Now, he was not speaking numerically. What he was actually saying was, the second grows out of the first. What was the first? "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." The second commandment grows out of that. "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." That phrase, "like unto it," the second is like unto it. Very literally, in the original Greek, it could read, "out of it." "Here is the first commandment," said the Lord Jesus, "and out of it grows the second." The first commandment speaks of love for God, and out of love for God grows love for your neighbor. The Lord Jesus Christ went even further, and that's the reason that I say he gave an answer that really is sufficient for any answer related to this, any question related to this subject that may ever arise. In verse 40, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now, the word law and the word prophets refer to the two divisions of the Old Testament, of which there were three. Jewish rabbis divided the Old Testament into the Pentateuch, the first five books, and then the law, and then the prophets. What was it the Lord Jesus Christ said? "On these things hang the law and the prophets." You may ask, why didn't he mention the Pentateuch? Because he'd already quoted from the Pentateuch. Deuteronomy and Leviticus are in the Pentateuch. On these two commandments hang all the rest of the Word of God. The word "hang" is a very interesting word. It is the translation of the Greek word "kramunomi," which means to depend. Every truth you're going to find in the Word of God, for effective Christian living depends on these two commandments. Let's don't talk about numbers, said Jesus. Let's talk about reality, because on these two commandments hang every action related to Christian life. Something I think we need to keep in mind when we look at this portion. What was he actually talking about in the first commandment? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, so forth. He is talking about total love for God. He sums up the first four commandments of the ten in one statement, total love for God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. The Lord Jesus was not using empty words there. He said, if you're going to love God in the manner in which I am talking about, your emotions must be involved. Now, some of us are afraid of emotion, and we do need to be careful, I suppose. But really, I'm wondering if we're not too careful sometimes, ruling emotions completely out of our lives. We need to let the truth which we believe to become a very part of our emotional life. We need to let it move our hearts. Otherwise, it becomes an empty, cold, theological fact that can be borne out by the Word of God, but actually does not affect lives. Total love, a total love that is guided and directed by our thoughts, so that the love for God occupies our thoughts all the time. And then it would follow, would it not, that total love would reflect in our actions. With all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. The mind, which directs the members of the body to do what they do, must be completely saturated with the love of God, if we are to be pleasing to Him. It is not difficult to see why total love for man would be involved in the second commandment, if what I have been saying to you about the first commandment is true. If you are familiar with the Ten Commandments, you know that when he said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, he included the last six commandments of the ten. In the first answer, the first four. In the second answer, the last six. What is the Lord Jesus Christ saying? He is not saying, grit your teeth, clench your fists, straighten your shoulders, and keep a lot of empty regulations no matter what it takes. He's not saying that. What is he saying? He's saying, fall totally and completely in love with God. Let the love of God completely, thoroughly permeate your heart and your life, and you will have no trouble doing what you should do. That this is what he did mean is brought to our attention by a commentary on this very incident. We've suggested to you that the best commentary on the Scriptures is the Scriptures themselves. For such a commentary on this discussion, I would invite your attention to Romans chapter 13, the paragraph that begins with verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. When I speak to you about total love, when I speak to you about total love for God and total love for your neighbor, I hope you understand that I'm not speaking of working up a kind of love that so many of us are in the habit of doing. You know, so often we feel that we should not think as we do about some person. We should not have those feelings, and so what do? Well, we straighten ourselves up and we say to ourselves, I will love him if it kills me. And friend, figuratively speaking, it may kill you. It may cause you to have a nervous breakdown because you cannot force love. How can you love? Let me put it to you very simply today. First of all, you can come into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, resting on the promise of God's Word, as many as received Him, the Lord Jesus, to them gives He the authority, the right, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. If you come to Him, resting on that promise, you are not only in personal relationship with Jesus Christ, but you are in right relationship with Jesus Christ. Let me say something else. There are some of us, perhaps all of us, after we have received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, who fall into sin and become disillusioned and decide there's nothing much to the whole story. We grow cold. We grow indifferent. We've got our problem about love. Just because you're born again, you know, is not going to make you love someone. But listen carefully. The Holy Spirit, who lives in your heart, is able to shed abroad the love of God in your heart so that your whole life will be permeated with the love of God. May I suggest to you, this is not a reference to the love of God. It is a reference to God's love living and working through you and accomplishing God's purpose through your life. You see, the secret is, when you are born again, the Holy Spirit moves into your heart, and He can control your whole life. And you walk in the Spirit, the love of God will permeate your being. It may be shocking for me to say so, but I say it. A person who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior cannot love in the sense that we are talking about here. Look to Him to give you that love.